This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning, I'm David Fair. Fast car speeds impact our environment through higher rates of both fuel consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. Fast traffic can also discourage non-motorized use of a roadway. In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas looks at the controversies in Washtenaw County regarding car speeds and bicycle pedestrian safety.
We're on 7th Street in Ann Arbor. Like numerous other locations in town, residents think cars go too fast here, so the city's doing a traffic study.
So you're pushing buttons every time you see
every time a car goes by one way or the other, yes ma'am.
He's also counting bikes and pedestrians, and in the last 2 hours, there's been over 300. We're in front of the house of Chris Hewitt, leader of a campaign calling for speed decreases. While we talk, Hewitt tests speeds with the Washtenaw Biking and Walking Coalition's radar gun. Cars are whizzing past the 30-mile-per-hour limit.
Was that the fastest?
The fastest was 46. Other ones were lower 40s and the high 30s.
Should the speed limit be lowered here, or should it be raised? I spoke with Lieutenant Gary Maggie of the Michigan State Police, who says that according to a 2006 state law, posted limits should be set by the 85th percentile speed. That's faster than 85% of the other drivers.
There have been places in town where the speed limit has been raised due to the 85th percentile to the chagrin of the community.
Correct.
So I'm trying to figure out if indeed 7th Street could be raised.
I think that the answer to that is absolutely.
Communities like Ann Arbor have been resisting these speed limit raises, but State Senator Rick Jones is introducing legislation to make compliance more uniform statewide.
Even with current legislation, many, many of our streets, the speed limit should be corrected. I'm very familiar with what happened in Ann Arbor. I had a lot to do with that.
Lieutenant Maggie says his studies show there were no increases in travel speeds nor in crashes after limits were raised here.
Not only are they safer, they are posted realistically to allow normal, safe drivers, which is nearly all of us, to drive from point A to point B without the fear of getting a traffic citation.
The driving force behind the 85th percentile law is the National Motorist Association. One of their board members is an Ann Arbor resident, James Walker, and he agreed to meet with Hewitt. Back on 7th, Walker shows me how the 85th percentile is calculated.
He's fast. 38. 39.
Walker says speeds of about 100 cars should be measured.
What you want is what's called free-flowing traffic under good conditions. So if there's anything that disturbs the flow, then you don't take those cars.
So if cars braking to pass bikes are not counted in the calculation, does the resulting posted speed make biking less safe? Here's Lieutenant Maggie.
At least they have the proper information to make a decision. What am I going to use that road? Am I not comfortable using that road? At least, again, it gives them the choice based on some facts.
Proponents say the method results in less discrepancy and friction between drivers, and thus fewer crashes. Walker says the proposed legislation would assure limits are set by this science and not by emotion.
So, for instance, if somebody got killed, they wouldn't be allowed to change the speed limit in response to that. It would.
Correct. And a request from people along the street like this would not result in an artificially low limit.
The Hewitts arrive home.
Chris, Jim Walker.
Chris Hewitt.
Nice to meet you.
This is my wife, Lorna.
And Walker shows us the study behind the 85th percentile rule.
Now, let me show you something. This was the biggest study ever done on the effect of speed limits and actual traffic speeds. It was done in 1992.
Walker says the study looked at roads which raised limits to the 85th and found nothing changed, neither speeds nor accidents. But Hewitt says the numbers don't factor in the needs of the community.
There are families that live here and children, schools, kids, and you know, we'll put up with the congestion just to do the speed limit. You know, keep our neighborhood safe.
And if the posted speed limit had a notable effect on the actual traffic speeds, that would be a good solution. But it doesn't.
I called the investigator of the study, Martin Parker of Wayne, Michigan.
People are trying to figure out how the 85th percentile affects bicyclists and pedestrians. And I can't find any research that deals with this.
I haven't seen any research like that, and I know we didn't specifically do that.
We're on the patio outside City Hall. Robert West is Ann Arbor City Attorney, who handles speeding tickets.
Most people in our town, and probably most towns, really would like to see vehicles moving at a slower speed to make the roads more user-friendly for pedestrians and bicyclists.
Advocates of the 85th say their goal is not to speed up traffic, but to eliminate speed traps.
I don't think Ann Arbor ever had speed traps per se. What we have are speed limits. And people love to say, oh, it's a speed trap because that's the speed limit, and they got caught.
At Ann Arbor's Center for Independent Living, I spoke with disability rights activist. Lloyd Shelton uses an electric wheelchair, not a car.
You know, like, I love cars too. I come from a UAW family. But you can't just shape everything to be just for the cars. That's kind of how legislation has gone up to this point, where it's car first. Everybody else is trying to fit in around that schedule.
Carolyn Growey says pedestrian fatality rates go up exponentially as the speed of impact increases. She points to the rise in texting and the increased braking distance needed at high speeds. Regarding our booming aging population,
they can drive reasonably, but when something changes erratically, it makes it more difficult. Well, guess what? Life changes erratically all the time. We don't know when somebody's going to be in the road. We don't know when a bicyclist is going to be there.
She worries that setting limits to the 85th will allow speeds to creep up. I spoke with Brent Schlack in Traffic and Safety at the Washtenaw County Road Commission.
Will they creep up? I think it'll top out at some level. I don't think that we're going to see 100 miles an hour on the freeway. But, you know, if the infrastructure supports it, then maybe. But I don't see that it's going to continually creep up in such a fast rate that it won't be acceptable to the public.
Perspectives differ, but one thing that people do seem to agree on here is that simply posting a lower limit doesn't work. Here's Jim Walker.
There are two ways to affect the actual traffic speeds. One is traffic calming of various types, degrade the road, the way the driver perceives the road. The other is 24/7 enforcement that nobody can afford.
He recommends calming traffic on some streets through physical changes such as narrowing car lanes and adding designated bike lanes while leaving main arteries to the cars. In his Lansing office, Senator Rick Jones suggests off-road bike paths.
I would challenge the citizens of Ann Arbor to look at their roadways and decide we need to invest in a bike path and a sidewalk.
Senator Jones proposes millages or a statewide penny sales tax, but acknowledges funding for non-motorized infrastructure is a challenge.
Non-motorized? Well, if you had one penny sales tax, you would pay it on that also.
Because you said just roads and bridges, but could bike paths be part of it?
Well, that would be the great debate, I guess.
Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
The Green Room is a monthly feature on 89.1 WEMU and is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. For more information, go to WEMU.org. This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.